Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer. It's good to be back. And let's get into it. News and notes. The Yankees, Gio Urshela, had surgery last night. Or yesterday, rather, on the elbow spurs. Finally gotten taken out. I don't know why it took too long. About 2 months since the season ended. I'm hoping there's a reason for this. Maybe there was swelling, inflammation, things like that, that they had to wait for it to heal a little bit before they can get in there. I'm hoping it's not something stupid like Urshela was like, oh, I'm going on vacation. We'll do it when I get back. Because now you need 3 months of recovery, and that puts you right into March. Almost right before the season, you know, supposed to start. We'll see what happens in terms of COVID and everything. And then, you know, if it's delayed or whatever, then it won't matter much. But we are going, we are going off of the premise that everything will be back to normal. There's a new vaccine coming out. Hopefully that will take care of everything. Everything's still early, but, you know, we're just going as if it was a normal season. It's 3 months recovery time, which means, you know, he basically won't be able to throw at all because it's his throwing arm. And I don't know. That seems like you're kind of pushing it when you really didn't need to. But, you know, like I said, I hope there's a good reason. I'm just glad it went good. And we'll see how it progresses. After that, Adam Ottavino talking to Ken David off of the Post has been hearing himself coming up in trade rumors. I think he's on his final year of his deal, 3-year deal, I believe. And he tells Ken, I want to stay on the team. I want to prove my worth. I want to pitch well. I want to finish what we've tried to start these last few years and win that title and all that. And if we had first-year Otto, we wouldn't even be making this conversation right now. Last year's Otto, I don't even know what the hell happened. Was it a confidence thing? I mean, the team lost confidence in him. When he was out there, he was horrible. He's got great stuff. And last year, just it all fell apart for him. And I don't know what to do. If we move him, what are we going to get back for him? Is it going to be part of a package deal? Because there's other rumors out there about other players, and we'll get to in a second. How much of the salary you're going to eat? You know, he makes a decent amount of coin. So, you know, teams, especially, you know, post-COVID right now, don't want to add payroll. My guess is that he doesn't go anywhere. That would be my guess. I think most people would agree with that. Then there's the rumors of the Yankees have checked in on Michael Brantley, according to Buster Olney. Brantley, who is 33 years old, we all know he can hit. He's a outfielder that the Yankees would love to have him and DJ in a lineup of two professional hitters that isn't home run or bust, can stretch the lineup a little bit more, would be great. I would like it. He's 33 years old, though. How many years do you want to give him and how much money you want to give him when you already have Clint Frazier, who makes next to nothing, ready to go? And the kid has earned it, in my opinion. So, a lot of people out there on Twitter are like, yeah, let's get Brantley. They've been trying to get Brantley for years. And I'm not totally opposed to it, but what do you do with Clint? Do you keep Clint as the fourth outfielder and you just rotate playing time with him maybe in right field with Judge on days you want to have Judge DH and give Stanton a day off? But then, you know, what do you do with Hicks? Because who's going to play center field when Hicks needs a day? You know, Brantley's probably not a center fielder, and I don't want Judge in center field. So I don't see it happening because you limit your options. What I do see happening is Clint left and possibly bringing back Gardner as the fourth outfielder on a cheap deal, probably $5 million or less, something like that, just to give him one more year. Personally, I think they should move on, but he's a cheap, good backup option. And if that's the case and that's the role, then I have no problem with it. But this Brantley rumor, I don't know. We'll have to keep more on to it, but I think it was more of a DJ insurance in case DJ and the Yankees can't come to an agreement. Then you want another professional hitter to take his place, and then you got Brantley. And listen, I'm all about it. I would love to have both of them in the lineup. I think that would be great. But I just don't see it happening. I don't. And another thing that I don't see happening that some Yankees or fans are pretty split on is the Kyle Schwarber being non-tendered by the Cubs. And this has been one of Cashman's wet dream guys forever. Problem is, where are you playing him? He's basically a DH. We have enough DHs on this team. We got so many DHs, we can't get everybody into a lineup. Unless you got Schwarber playing left, Stanton playing left, which I'm not against. I think Stanton's an above average outfielder. I think he can play left. I know we basically delegated him to DH because of his legs, but maybe he gets hurt because he's not out there running around. I mean, we didn't really explore that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but we'll see what happens. Schwarber can probably get him. I mean, he's a power lefty bat we desperately need, but I don't know. I mean, unless you're teaching him how to play first base and you're moving Voit to another team, which I don't want to do, but Voit is at his highest trade value right now. There's no reason to bring this guy in. Now you're going to say, oh, you know, we're going to have injuries. We always have injuries. Okay, great. How many guys do you want to pay to just hang around and wait for the injuries? Because they're already crying poverty on this team. And we'll get to that in a minute. But Brantley and Schwarber, I don't see. I mean, it's time to spend the money that they want to spend on players we need now. And not like projects and I can get this guy on the cheap that I have really no room for. But, you know, in the third of the season that he'll get to play, he'll make an impact. we're trying to win a World Series here. We're not trying to build some kind of fantasy team for Cashman in terms of the players he wants. You know, we're trying to build the right team. So I don't get it. I just don't get it. And we've been trying to get this guy for years, and now he's kind of fallen into our laps, and I kind of feel like it's inevitable that we're going to get him. I hope I'm wrong. But we'll see. Moving on. Staten Island Yankees cease operation, team files lawsuit against Yankees. In the latest negative minor league baseball news, the longtime single-A Yankee affiliate in Staten Island announced Thursday that it has ceased operations and will sue both the Yankees and Major League Baseball. In part of the statement, the Yankees Staten Island Club said the New York Yankees announced November 7, 2020 that Staten Island Yankees were no longer part of the Yankees minor league affiliation structure, even though the Yankees have made repeated assurances we would always be a minor league partner. Staten Island is under the impression that the Yankees want them to become an unaffiliated team, which the Miners Club doesn't believe would make for a sustainable business entity as such. Staten Island is stopping operations, and the team has filed a lawsuit to hold those entities accountable for false promises. We will keep an eye on this. My guess is that nothing will come of it. As far as I am concerned, the contract had ran out, and the Yankees, although I think, if true, the way they did it was a scumbag move, and if everything comes out in court, if it even makes it that far, then I'm sure we'll hear more of it, but that's a scumbag move if the Yankees did that just basically by putting out in social media, hey, we're not coming back to Staten Island. That's fucked up. Now, there's been stories opposing that, saying that basically they did, but the problem was, and the Staten Island Borough president confirms this, that the Yankees did contact him and the team, but was unable to get a hold of anybody on the team, which to me is kind of funny. That's like ghosting a voicemail and saying, hey, we're breaking up. Have a nice life. Thank you. Bye. So I can understand the jilted girlfriend of Staten Island being a little upset. Like I said, we'll keep an eye on it. I'm sure there'll be more to follow. Arbitration. The Yankees had come to terms with Sessa on a one-year deal, making just slightly over $1 million. And Ben Heller, not sure on his detail. I'm sure it's probably roughly about the same. And Gary Sanchez. So the wait is over. Maybe now we can put to bed the Yadi Molina and the James McCann rumors, because why would you give Gary about $6 million in arbitration to go out and sign these guys when you still have Higgy backing him up, who, in my opinion, is just as good defensively as those other two. You're going to say I'm crazy, but I mean, as good as Yadi is now at 38 years old, not prime Yadi. So, you know, and you would pay him $3-4 million to bring him in. It'd have to be a multi-year deal, like 2 years at best. So you want to just throw money away on a catching position? We don't need to do so. Fix fucking Gary. That's all I'm saying. Fix him. Now, Gary looks good. He looks like he toned up a little bit. Doesn't look as fat as everybody thinks he is. The guy is muscle. But it looks like he's slimmed down a little bit, probably to make it easier for him to move behind the plate. All I'm saying is, I like the fact that he's in Dominican ball. We got to see him last night. I think he went 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Or 2 strikeouts and a flyout, and I think he had a single, which ended up being the game-winning RBI single. I'm not sure. I didn't watch it, but I just saw highlights. His strikeouts looked brutal. Still swinging at that down and away pitch. As the Yankees' kryptonite pitch. Seems to get everybody. I don't understand it. You think at this point you learn to recognize it. Anyway, I like the fact that he's playing in the Winter League. He's trying. He's trying hard. I think he knows he has one last shot to prove it. It's a prove it year. Because after this year, he's not arbitration eligible. They'd have to give him a fucking contract. Now, if he doesn't put up Gary Sanchez numbers that we expect, then they may look to trade him at the end of the year, which they probably won't get shit for, or they're going to let him walk at the end of the year and say, you know what, you can go to Tampa, you can go to Boston and try to beat us because we don't believe in you and we don't think you can anyway. So if he wants to be here and he wants to make that money that he thinks he deserves, he better have some MVP-type numbers, comeback player of the year-type numbers. All right, so I'm rooting for him. We'll all root for him, most of us. And we'll see what happens. But he needs to, first off, hit the goddamn ball. I mean, the striking out, where you just look like you're overpowered by everybody out there. And it was embarrassing. And, you know, I hope part of his regiment this year, you know, in the winter ball and everything, is seeing a sports shrink, because I think a lot of it's in his head. So, I don't know. But we'll keep an eye on Gary in winter ball. Same thing with Herman and any other Yankees that are out there. And so the DJ rumors are Yankees are being held up on the fifth year. DJ wants 5 years. I heard something about $100 million, which is $20 million a year. I said in my other earlier shows it was 4 years, $80 million. At this point, give him the 5 year, give him the fifth year, give him the other 20. Maybe he'll take less than that last year. I heard rumors about that. He wants to take less to stay here. The guy wants to stay here. Give him the fifth year and let's sign it and let's get it done. I think before any other team comes along, because right now every other team is operating under the assumption that he is re-signing with the Yankees. But the longer this drags out, some team's going to get brazen and be like, you know what? Let's see if we can snag him. And they'll give him a 5 or 6 year deal and more than what he wants. And then he'll be a fool not to take it. So let's not keep dragging our feet on this, Yankees. Let's get this done. All right? You bring back DJ, and then we can go from there. And then there's the rumor of the guy that I have been saying for a fucking couple months now. And I was the first one to say it, and I will keep pounding that drum, because if it ends up happening, I will be a goddamn genius. Corey Kluber, who I think would be a low-key great signing for the Yankees. I know other teams are interested, including Boston. If his shoulder is good, and I really don't think there's any reason why it shouldn't. He's basically had a year to heal it with the COVID. And it wasn't structural damage. So there's really no reason why he shouldn't be good. But he's not going to make the kind of money he probably would be accustomed to making. He is 35 years old. I feel like a 2 year, $20 to $24 million deal. So a max of $12 mil a year would get this done. You know, basically the 2 year prove it deal like we gave DJ. And by the end of that, he'll be 37 and we'll let him go, because he'll probably be done by then anyway. It's a nothing deal. It's a deal even the poverty Yankees can look under their couch seats for, How can, you know, shake it out of his car in the ashtray? And you're going to get somebody who's a veteran, who's been in the playoffs, who knows what it takes to pitch. He can be your number three or number four of his caliber. That's a steal at twice the price. Now, I wouldn't give him twice the price. I'm just saying. That's the phrase, folks. So, I would definitely make that deal. And I've been, like I said, I've been saying that forever. Because when I was looking at the free agent list, and if you go back to the earlier episodes, you're going to hear me say it. When I saw that he had an option, I think for $17 or $18 million with Texas, I said, no way they're picking that up. He barely pitched. I think he pitched a couple innings. I said, so they're going to decline that option because they're not looking to spend money like most teams, and he'll be out there. Now, as far as I know, they're not attempting to re-sign him. And there have been rumors that the Yankees have checked in on him. So we'll keep on that one too, all right? Put that one in the could happen. And if it does, I would let him replace Tanaka and Paxton. Now, I'm not done with the rotation, of course, because you know who I want. I want Bauer. And this is where you spend the money. Okay? And you know what? At this point, you can rebuild around a rotation that has Gerrit Cole and Trevor Bauer and a healthy Severino in a year or so. And you're not paying him much at all because he's already got his deal. You can build around that. You can replace other players on the team when your rotation is good enough to keep you in these games. When you have a rotation that's good enough year in and year out to take you to the World Series alone, you can build around that. You can go cheap elsewhere. When it's time to pay some of these guys, you either pay them or you let them go or you trade them. But pitching will always be the most important thing on a team. Great pitching beats great hitting every time. Why not? So if you're giving me a rotation of Gerrit Cole, Trevor Bauer, Severino when he comes back, even though he'll be on an innings limit, I'm sure, this year, because they got to build him back up, Corey Kluber, and then you could have Herman, you can have Devi, Montgomery, Schmidt. King, I think, is somewhat a player who I believe is going to end up as the long relief guy. I think he just takes over for Holder, basically. I think the Yankees like his stuff, but I think they don't project him to be more than a number four or five pitcher in the long run. So maybe they can turn him into a bullpen guy. I think they really like Clark Schmidt. But I don't think he's ready. He is probably a year or two from being here. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. But we're in win now. And you know, everybody wants to bring up the kids. Now, the only one who can probably play is Devi. And he proved that he can pitch. So I'd rather have him as my number five. And then maybe we can move Montgomery. But you need six guys anyway, so you keep both of them. But tell me a rotation of Cole, Bauer, Sevy, Kluber, and a combination of all those other guys is not a rotation you would love to have. Because let me tell you, yeah, we can get Tanaka back. But even at market value, it's still $15 million or more. And, you know, the elbow thing, although I think we pretty much stopped being scared about that. So what rotation would you like? Because to me, that is, that's set up. That's four great pitchers right there. Minus what Seve will be this year. But, you know, think about year two of that. Kluber's final year. And then he'll be gone. And then maybe Schmidt will be ready to take his spot. You can bring the guys in slowly. But, you know, this whole not spending money thing because of COVID and they lost money, it's not going to fly with the fan base. Now, there's some, you know, people out there who love to defend millionaires or billionaires, rather, and, you know, they will go to the mat for them, which I never understood why. You're not getting any of that money, so, you know, get off your knees. But I just don't understand it. I've always been under the assumption that when you're a rich person and you build a business, that you have to spend money to make money. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I just don't know economics at all, which is probably why I'm not a rich person. I did have a poll, and it got pretty good responses. So I thanks everybody for it. I'll mention you for sure. I'll tag you in the tweet. And I thank you for participation. Some people that I'm not even friends with answered it, so that's good. I like it when these polls can make it out further than my friends and people who I follow who follows me. My question was, is there a legitimate reason the Yanks want to be cheap? Comment and share. Let it rip. At Yankees. Should hear the responses. 27.1% said yes. 72.9% said no, which is, honestly, I thought would be higher. I thought the no's would be around 80%, possibly 90%. I think people who said yes are thinking they understand it. And I suppose it is a legitimate reason, but at the same time, it's not. I think they're using it as a crutch. And if they go cheap this year, if they go, they decide that DJ is the one guy that they want to get, and that's it, and we'll fill in the rest of the spots with the kids, that is a big mistake. And this team, who has been going further and further away since Girardi took him to Game 7 of the ALCS, from our ultimate goal of winning the World Series, because we haven't even gotten to the World Series yet, just shows me that this window is closing. Okay? The window is closing. And if you sit on your hands and do nothing, you blame finances. That shit ain't gonna fly. Let's read the comments. Marvin Dorfler, who is a great bounty hunter, if you don't know, if you ever need somebody to pick up a criminal that skipped bail, call Marvin. Or you can watch him in a great movie called Midnight Run. I would expect a lot of one-year deals. A lot of owners are crying about the money. Unwound. Think free agents will take one-year deals and try to hit a better market the following season. Hopefully I'm wrong. I can agree with that, Marv. I think a lot of players are going to have to take one-year deals. But my guess is that the big-name guys are still going to get their deals, and they're still going to get their money. Maybe a little bit less, but not much less. Now, the non-tender guys, the middle-of-the-road MVPs, free agents, maybe guys who are not quite superstars yet, but are pretty damn good players, might take a one-year deal, prove-it deals. But I think most people will probably definitely sign team-friendly deals. And there's not going to be a whole lot of guys that are going to get their money. Muskrat, a.k.a. Ho-Ho, at CMuskie, 4213. By the way, Marvin is at Marvin Doffler 3. Keep saying that wrong. Back to Muskrat. My guess is to save the luxury tax, since the old man died, win at all costs philosophy has gone out the window in favor of cost-cutting analytical moves. Which is true. And normally, I would say, for the most part, Cashman and Howe have done good. I would say 80% of the time, they've done really good getting these guys out of nowhere, fleecing teams for low-cost players and getting the most out of them, like a Voit and a Geo. All right? That's been our two best examples of that. But at some time, you have to pay for the guys that you need. Okay? And Trevor Bauer, I believe, is the guy you go get. Two aces in this rotation. I think you pay for it. You have to pay for it. How can you allow him to go anywhere else? What if Toronto... Now, we know Tampa won't spend for him because Tampa is the ultimate poverty team. They're starting to get rid of guys. What if Boston said, you know what? We're going all in. And let's say what the fuck is his name now? You know what I'm talking about. The dude on the Red Sox. Why can't I remember his name? Anyway, he comes back healthy. And he's looking good. Because he used to be a hell of a pitcher. I'm still drawing his name. And I know a lot of you screaming it at me in your radios or whatever. Anyway, so they build a rotation up, and then all of a sudden, they can get by on their offensive struggles, and I'm sure some of the guys that were not very good last year will have a better year, especially with Cora back. They'll probably figure out another way to cheat, so I expect the Red Sox to be tougher next year. But would you allow them to get Trevor Bauer when all it would cost you is some money? And I really doubt he's trying to get the best deal. I don't think he's trying to make the Yankees overpay for him. I think him and his agent are shopping him to just about every team, taking everybody's phone calls. And I have no idea if the Yankees checked in on him or not. Nobody has said anything. There was one rumor that said Cashman went to dinner with him, and I don't buy that shit for a second. That would have been talked about by every Yankee beat writer out there, so that's bullshit. So, you got to spend the money. The money will come back. You know, they act like they can't operate a franchise if they don't cut all their costs this year. Then you better get rid of everybody on this team who makes a lot of money. You know, get rid of Stanton. I know he doesn't want to be traded, but, you know, maybe you find a way to move him. Because, you know, although that would make a lot of people happy, I'm just joking here. Because he makes a shit ton of money, and God, we can't have that because we're poor now. The Yankees, we're poor. We want to be under the luxury tax so we can get some of that money from the big rich teams. And I know it's getting tired to say this. The old man, when he was alive, and I know you don't want to hear it. I'm talking about the mentality here of what I'm about to say. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The luxury tax doesn't matter when you're winning World Series. When you're the team at the end, nothing matters. Because when you're the best team, the fringe fans out there, not the diehards who are going to buy your shit anyway, the fringe bandwagon fans, the people who are getting into the sport, the people who are tired of their team losing every year, like Twins fans, I'm surprised they don't jump ship. You know, there's a lot of people like that out there. Now, I don't like those people, but they're out there and you can't stop them. If they want to be Yankee fans, you can't stop them. But they're the people who will go to a winning team, you know, like most Laker fans, who will go to a winning team and buy their shit and then act like they were there all along. Well, that's increased revenue. So when you're on top of the world, I imagine that revenue increases go up. You know, it's the Yankees, so their worldwide brand goes up. People in other countries who are Yankee fans now will buy your shit. Profit goes up. Ticket prices go up. Parking goes up. Food in the stadium, beer in the stadium, everything goes up. You will make your money back off the backs of the fans, like you always do. Stop acting like nobody's ever coming back. Stop acting like it's the end of the world. We're not there yet. When it's there, then I will admit that you were right. But until then, stop it. You got to spend some money. Or Cashman might as well get fired or resign because he's the one that's going to take the fall for it. Because if he can't be smart and fix this rotation, because you're looking at a rotation of Gerrit Cole and question marks. And when you got four question marks, as it stands right now, you're not getting to the World Series. You might not get the division. Okay? So, what are we doing? Let's make moves here. Back to the comments. Bob at Bob Tiss. His name is Hal. See, I just went through that. So he knows. Pool Noodle, my buddy, at Blue Russian 35. The Coronas, man. The Coronas. Yeah, that's what they're going with. Apparently, Corona is the excuse for everything. Everything. Government can't cut you a stimulus check. Corona, that's why. Yeah, that is why. Now cut us a stimulus check. We pay for it. Oh, but we got to take care of the billionaires. Oh, you mean like Hal? Give Hal some money, and then he can spend it on free agency, you know, putting it back into the economy. See how that works? Morty N. At Opinions Y. They're becoming penny pinchers. Exactly. I understand that they don't want to pay the luxury tax. I get that it's high. I get that it's a hell of a percentage. But you can't not spend the money on good players. Now, before I get to the other comments, I will say this. There was rumors of them going after a 32-year-old Japanese pitcher who's about to be posted. I don't remember his name because just reading the story pissed me off. And I wrote that most likely, at a minimum, because the system works like this, you got to pay a posting fee. And the posting fee is non-refundable. And that's just to be able to talk, to negotiate with the player. Doesn't mean you're getting them, as most of you know this. So I would say $15 or more million out the window just to talk to a 32-year-old Japanese pitcher. Who this franchise has been hit or miss with Japanese pitchers. They're not all Tanakas. You know, we had Keigawa and Arabu. Okay. So, you know, we didn't have the best track record. And the guy's 32. So if you add that the posting fee to whatever contract we're giving him, most likely that's more than what you'd be paying Trevor Bauer for 1 year. Now, if Trevor Bauer is dead set on taking a one-year deal, then you go all in on that 1 year and maybe try to extend him afterwards. You have to talk to his agent. You have to pick up the phone, Cash. Hal, you at least have to talk. Do your due diligence. Because I guarantee you, if he signs a friendly deal, which he probably won't, but if he signs a deal with another team that's roughly in the range of where you could have gotten him for, then shame on you. And that's disgusting. And that might hurt. Nolan at Nolan underscore D Milf I. No, look at the revenues. Okay. Now, he's got the Yankees on top here at 683. I don't know what that entails because I don't see a key here. Millions, I would imagine. 683 million in revenue, which is number one by a long shot. I'm assuming millions. I don't know. Maybe it could be explained to me better later because there's all I see on here is teams, a bar graph, and a number. And there's nothing that tells me what the number represents. He just wrote revenue. So I assume 683 million. Billion? I don't know. I don't know what that means. But anyway. Dave Flinkbeiner at KCDAF66. Really, there is no reason if they don't bring back LeMay or go after Lindor and Realmuto, fans will let them know about it. They're not going after Realmuto when they just brought Gary back. So, I think we can put that one to bed. I still think we can get the best out of Gary. Maybe I'm naive. I'm probably naive. But they're going to ride him one more year. And you weren't going to have Realmuto unless he takes a one-year deal because he's thinking, I'll be a Yankee in a year. I don't see it happening. Lindor, I think, is plan B if LeMahieu leaves, because then you can trade the house for him and extend him and he'll get the money, which would be more than DJ. I know he's younger. He's 4 years younger. But then you got a Glaber problem. And we can move Glaber back to second, which is fine. But at some point, you're going to have to pay him too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't see any of that happening. I think LeMahieu will be re-signed, and I'll be surprised if they get Lindor after that, because then they're going to have to move somebody. And it's not going to be Glaber, because they are in love with Glaber. My buddy Giants at 2021 NY. Giants, none. Hal needs to step up or replace Cashman, one of the two. To which Mr. Hodge replied to him at MacMan90. They will never win a championship this way, and I don't care anymore. Okay. I hear you. Some days it feels like that. Yeah. Hal does need to tell Cash, be smart. Get the deals where you can get them. But go get Trevor Bauer. It's just something about that guy, I think, would totally fit on this team. My buddy Bobby MP at Wiffle Ball Magic. I don't think they're being cheap. We don't need any more Stanton type contracts. I would not sign another player for more than 3 years. Farm is deep. Let's give these guys a chance to develop. To which Dan at DanB6237 replied, I'd sign DJ for as many years as he'd want. I told him not to go crazy. He might want a 10-year deal. I'd go 5 max, and he's willing to take less money for it. Done. What's the holdup? He says, obviously, they can't afford 10 years. to a 32-year-old player, but I'm sure no one will dispute that he is the best player on the team. Agree. And the extra year is worth it. Give him the 5-year deal. We've talked about this already. What do you want? So you give him the $20 million for 4, and if he wants some, if you can talk him down to like 18 or 17 for the 5th year, worth it. Get it done. Why are you pinching pennies? Because his market value is a player who would make $22 to $24 million a year. If you're getting him at 20, you're already saving money. Why are you trying to save more? You think he's going to be that bad in his 5th year? What's Garrett Cole going to look like in years 7, 8, and 9? You know what I mean? And he's paying. We're paying a shitload for him. Unbelievable. So, Alvin Bonilla at Don Bonnie. Nope, they will be losing money out of their profits. The tax threshold competitive bargain is all about their profits. They are not going broke. They are making mistakes by being cheap, and they will get sued by minor league franchises left out of the agreement. Or we already know they're getting sued, but I don't think anything will come of it. But you're right. You're right. They're trying to hold, they're trying to maximize their profits that they made from last year against the losses that they made. And I understand that. But last year is a wash. Okay? And you're going to make that money back. See, the problem is they want their cake. And they want to eat it too. As the phrase goes. They want to maximize the profits from this year coming up, because they know fans will be back at some point. Merchandising will go back up. And if they can spend less on the team and make more on the fans, their profits will go up. And they want to be greedy. And listen, I get it. That's a billionaire mentality. But who is going to be available the year after? All right. Yeah, there's going to be some shortstops out there. But if Glaber shows this year that he's the man, then you're not getting any of those guys anyway. The only money that you're going to have to spend pretty much from now on is on your own guys. You're spending money regardless. Spend it the right way. That's all I'm asking for. This team should have made it to the World Series by now. 3 years from 2017 when we started this rebuild early and we announced that basically we're a team now that can contend. We've gotten worse every year in the playoffs. And this roster as it stands right now is not a World Series winning team. I don't know if they're a playoff team. You can't look at this team right now and guarantee me they win the division or a wild card. You can't. Maybe a wild card. I can feel good kind of saying they're a wild card team. I don't think they win the division. Now, it depends on how the other teams get. But Toronto's going to spend money because they're going to try to go for it. What are we doing? GT Julian Gilardi at Julian Gilardi 1. We all know him. Luxury tax, COVID, etc. To which I replied, excuses winning should counteract that. When the window closes with no rings, I'm sure we'll all feel better that they saved the buck. He says he agree. I don't love it, but it is what they'll say. I think they'll go over 210, but stay under 230. Well, I think they're at 170, 180 now. So basically that's DJ and maybe a couple low-key signings for basically nothing. You feel good about that, Yankees? Yankee fans? DJ and some cheap guys out there that maybe we can get the best of? Some veterans out there maybe that are looking for one last stop? We can squeeze the last bit of juice out of them. Okay. I don't feel good about that. Ange at Ange NYY NYY NY Yankee girl, because Hal is cheap. Yes. Yes. I think that's exactly what it is. Johnny Yuma and Johnny Y 4882 4670. Of course. They and every other team lost a boatload of money this season. If you only earn half your salary, would you be looking to buy an expensive car? And I wrote two different things. Come on now. He says, no, it isn't. I don't know why fans think that the owners are all Scrooge McDucks sitting on piles of money in their vault. They all lost money this year. Every team is going to be cutting costs this offseason. There will be a lot of disappointed free agents. But then, as I wrote, but then there are bargains or prove-it year deals. Offers to be made, but when the window is closing, pinching pennies won't buy sympathy. Now, going back to that, I get where this guy's coming from, but the regular man's finances and a billionaire's finance, especially a billionaire corporation such as the Yankees, you can't even equate. All right. Now, yeah, when COVID affects me personally, and I'm not incorporated, so granted, I don't have what you would call great equity with banks for credit, you know, because if you're the Yankees, you can get any loan you need to from a bank. They don't need to do that, I'm sure, but if they needed to, they can, because they're the New York fucking Yankees, and any bank would be like, well, they're obviously going to pay us back, and there's going to be a good interest on top. Yes, we'll give you what you need. See, I can't do that. You couldn't do that. Nobody in this world can do that that isn't already a billionaire or a millionaire or a big-time corporation. Well, the government will just subsidize you anyway because they prioritize big corporations instead of the little person. We already know this. This is why they're arguing about the stimulus, which we don't get. But I'm going into a political rant, and we're not going to do that. Because I try not to tip my hand. But equating the common man to a billionaire corporation does not fly. And that's just the way it is. You can feel differently, and that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't care. I'm just saying what I believe to be true. Final comment, Dave Jerome at Dave Jerome. David Jerome, sorry. Hal Steinbrenner is a poor billionaire, pathetic, ridiculous. Plus, he and the Yankees always get New York media cover. Bunch of suck-ups in the New York media. Okay. Are you a Yankee fan? The New York media suck-ups. I don't even know how to respond to that. Now, granted, I don't read the Post or the news or anything like that, so I get all my information from the internet when I need to, so I don't really read the columns. I don't even know why people still do that. Newspapers are basically not a thing anymore. The media sucks up to them. I don't even know what that means. He is a poor billionaire, pathetic, ridiculous. Yes. I agree with that. So anyway, I thank you guys all for your comments, and I appreciate responding to more polls in future episodes. And like I said, like I always say, the show is nothing without the interaction from everybody. So that's how I keep it going. So I thank you all. Chris Sale. That's the name. Chris Sale. Duh, stupid ass. Only took me 25 minutes to get back to that point. Jesus Christ, Mike. I apologize for that. I know you were all screaming it at me. Chris Sale. God damn. So imagine Chris Sale, if healthy, stronger now from Tommy John, and a Trevor Bauer. That's a hell of a 1-2 punch. I would rather subtract from a team's potential good starting rotation by adding to R. See, addition and subtraction. Simple math. We get stronger, every other team gets weak. Gives us the best chance to win. Am I right or am I wrong? I think most of you are going to agree with me here. We're going to leave it on that for now. And as always, we'll keep up with all the rumors and news. Anything drops, we'll definitely have a show. I'll try to be more frequent with the episodes, but in the off season when there's nothing going on, I'm not going to try to be like most of the other podcasts out there that's just throwing out crap just to fill time. And I'm only going to put out stuff when it's something to talk about. You don't need to hear from me otherwise, although I know you'll miss me. Sometimes I miss myself. Anyway, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for hanging in. And we'll talk later. And we'll keep up. Any news, anything like that, we'll be out. And you can follow me on Twitter at Savage Empire Pod. You can talk to me then. I'm very active on it. We'll keep in touch. Follow me. Subscribe and listen. Leave a review if you can. 5-star that bitch. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell people you don't like. Tell everybody, tell the world. I don't care. You think I suck? Tell me about it. As long as you're listening, I don't care. I love you guys. We'll talk soon. We'll talk on Twitter. And until next time, go Yankees.